This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. No day is more associated with champagne than today, New Year's Eve. This year, we're once again still cautious, but there's plenty of celebrating. The bubbly's start was dubious, and its history is riddled with lawsuits. Dom Perignon tried many times to get the fizz out of his wine. When wine has bubbles, it's a sign that it has continued to ferment inside the bottle. For much of the history of viniculture, this was a no-no, a mark of wine gone bad. Although a few vineyards had produced intentionally sparkling wine as early as the 15th century in the south of France, it was only in the late 1600s that bubbly from Champagne began to be produced and respected. Wines from Champagne, France had a tendency to fizz because early frosts often led to incomplete fermentation. Lots of history later, and the bubbly was a huge hit. That's when the lawyers came in, as all that bubbly and all that money caused conflict, as the traditional producers of the Champagne region sought to keep their brand undiluted by winemakers making bubbly with grapes from other parts of France or other countries entirely, like the U.S. Although the first attempts to ban the use of champagne as a generic label date to the mid-1800s, it took until 1919 and riots by various vintners to settle on the official boundary lines of Champagne's grape-growing area. Be careful, stay well, and raise a glass to 2022. From pets to poultry, horses to turf, wildlife to livestock, you can be sure Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has it. Blending their own feeds, sourced locally, you know you're getting superior quality. 6 locations and shipping available. Go to spikesfeed.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.